the beast of Catholicism, and the miracles and manifestations that are going on in the charismatic movement in Protestant America, they're all underway. Now, they're all underway today. And what we're suggesting in our study of Daniel 11, 40 to 45, is that when we see the collapse of the Soviet Union in verse 40 and understand that verse 41 is the next thing to happen, and verse 41 is the Sunday law in the United States, that it's this piece of information out of prophecy that was designed by God to begin to bring God's people into this final revival experience. Because if you and I, brothers and sisters, truly and honestly believe that a Sunday law is imminent in the United States, and remember that Sister White says the movement for Sunday legislation is going on in darkness. We may not see the Sunday law being argued in the Senate and the House of Representatives today, but prophetically we, by faith, can know that that movement is alive and well, and it's moving forward, and we can see the legal precedents being set in the judicial high court of the United States, and we can see laws being written by these Christian coalition congressmen that are designed to overturn rulings that everyone knows is going to bring the breach in the wall of separation of church and state. We can see all these other things, events. If we truly believe that these indicators are in agreement with prophecy, then that kind of information is the kind of information that brings the final revival and is in agreement with how Sister White said the final revival would come, because she says when the books of Daniel and Revelation are better understood, they'll be seen among us a great revival. So we're suggesting that one of the strengths of this presentation in Daniel 11 is that it agrees with Revelation, where Sister White says Daniel and Revelation are one book. They complement one another. They bring each other to perfection. So as we see the spirit of the false prophet, the spiritual side of apostate Protestantism today is wrapped up in a revival that's obviously not consistent with the fruits of the Holy Spirit. It's just beyond the ability to be a movement that's of God. And we see Protestant America totally prepared to receive this, and we see how quickly it's happening and how it's also playing into the push for ecumenism. Then we need to go back to the Great Controversy, 464, and factor in that if the books